This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The U.S. is sending additional military forces and air defense equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Emirates. Mike Gracia has the story.
In response to recent attacks on the Saudi oil industry, which are being blamed on Iran, the United States is deploying additional troops and military equipment to the Gulf region. At a Pentagon news conference Friday night, Defense Secretary Mark Esper outlined the goals of the action.
First, to send a clear message that the United States supports our partners in the region. Second, to ensure the free flow of resources necessary to support the global economy.
General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, would not commit to how many troops are being deployed. Esper would not rule out further action. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Domestically, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized the plan, saying it's an outrageous attempt by the Trump administration to circumvent the bipartisan bicameral will of Congress. U.S. President Donald Trump is denying wrongdoing after reports from the Wall Street Journal and other news outlets on Friday reported that Trump had asked Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate unsubstantiated charges that Joe Biden, while vice president, had threatened to withhold U.S. aid to the Ukraine unless a prosecutor was looking into a gas company which Biden's son was involved with was fired. An angry Joe Biden reacted on Saturday.
Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president.
Democrats have stepped up their criticism of the president for what they see is collusion with a foreign leader in a scheme to damage the candidacy of Trump's leading rival in the 2020 campaign. Trump accused the Democrats and news media of ignoring the allegations against the Bidens and creating a false story about him. This is VOA. Fresh off a war.